Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Here's another reason for you. Come forward, protect yourself, your friends, your coworkers, and your neighbors by getting vaccinated here in the Commonwealth. The vaccine is free, and it now could be your ticket to winning $1 million.
Listen carefully and watch me wink as I speak, okay?
Okay.
The guy I'm really looking for, wink, is Mr. Bribe, wink, wink.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Are you waging a cyber war against America?
No.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof?
I guess that old expression, the proof is pudding is in eating.
Ranked choice voting. I didn't know it would be this delicious.
Like an egg salad sandwich on a warm Texas day.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Southwest Airlines shut down again by apparently computer problems. Don't know what it's all about, but that's the headline. 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I just teased before the top of the hour news break that there's a great column about Anthony Fauci by Ted Noel. I guess people are telling me he's an anesthesiologist, an MD. And the headline is Guilty Bureaucrat Extraordinaire. And, you know, it really takes someone in your own field to really give you a proper beating in print. You know, Dr. Brian Jundeff, an ophthalmologist from Colorado, has given Fauci a few beatings, but I think this one by Dr. Noel may have even outdone Dr. Jundeff. The law of the bureaucrats states simply, the bureaucrat is the smartest person in the room. Think about that. I never considered that, but most of the time when you talk to a bureaucrat or you see one on TV, they are insufferably smug in their opinions. And that certainly is Dr. Fauci, isn't it? Congress passes lots of laws, but Congress has no interest in actually dealing with the details. How they should be implemented is too much trouble for such important people to deal with. Instead, they hand it off to a bureaucratic agency. This has created a fourth branch of government, one that does not exist in the Constitution. A bureaucrat is infallible by definition. This corollary of the law became Fauci's first hit parade. Early on, he trotted out a theory that the AIDS virus could be airborne, causing a pandemic. This was in the 1980s. And even in the 1980s, he'd already been in government for over 15 years. That's how old he is. That's how long he's been around. UPI, United Press International, trumpeted his unsubstantiated speculation, as did the New York Times. Neonatal AIDS led to a huge scare, and Fauci was a hero. His amazing intellect would guide us. The fact that he hadn't actually read the paper with his name on it in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, was lost. HIV was actually transmitted by blood across the placenta, not in the air or by casual contact. 2 months later, Fauci reversed course, never admitting his error. After all, as the smartest man in the room, he could not possibly be mistaken. Of course, when you track down his public statements, most of them were couched in fuzzy language, making it hard to pin down what he had actually said. This is so true of what he said during COVID as you look back on it. But he sounded so authoritative saying it. Then came COVID-19, but this story is a bit more complicated. Remember again that Fauci is a bureaucrat, is the smartest person in the room. He was hired to solve the problem of viral diseases. He is unable to make the mistakes we mortals make. But if by some unfortunate miracle he found a secret cure for viral diseases, he'd be out of a job. No bureaucrat can survive that. Since bureaucrats never actually solve the problem they've been handed, Fauci, with his buddy Peter Daszak, started engineering new viruses. We know he started this as early as 2012, and he was explicit in his emails that he might create a bug that would kill millions. But he didn't really care. He was too far above us, and science was too important. Remember, he said an attack on him is an attack on science. He said this. Only he didn't say an attack on me. He said an attack on Dr. Anthony Fauci is an attack on science. In case he wasn't a megalomaniac enough to compare himself, to make himself science, he put himself in the third person. The patron saint of Wuhan could not be thwarted. When gain-of-function research, that's putting the viruses on steroids, was officially halted in 2014, he looked for ways around it, and in December 2017 found it in a footnote to the rule. There was a national security exception, and science was obviously, to him and no one else mattered, a national security issue. As the smartest man in the room, the decision was his to make. Since Lord Fauci is science, our dear leader's word is the same as God's. But there were pesky investigators out there who might eventually discover his nefarious plot. Videos did get out, but fortunately no one noticed their import. He funneled money through Dr. Peter Daszak to the EcoHealth Alliance, offshoring millions to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where no prying American eyes would ever be allowed. When the pandemic hit, Fauci was ready. He had multiple pronouncements on what we should and should not do. Since the virus was new, old drugs, think hydroxychloroquine, could not possibly be useful, so he actively worked against them, likely killing thousands. But as the smartest person in the room, he could not be questioned. If someone died, it was because his prescription hadn't been perfectly followed. Does this remind you of Charlie Parker, by the way, and Andrew Cuomo? The governors all picked this up, monkey see, monkey do, from Fauci, because Fauci had been doing it, perfecting this MO since a lot of them were in diapers.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah. You got to do what I say. Don't buy a big turkey for Thanksgiving. If someone died, it was because his prescription hadn't been perfectly followed, not because he blocked an effective prescription like HCQ. After all, no one could possibly be as smart as him. Masks, lockdowns, and the like were blithely recommended, while extensive data showing these measures were uniformly harmful was ignored. As the highest paid employee of the federal government, there was little of monetary interest left for him. But fame, that was a new currency, the ultimate aphrodisiac for a bureaucrat. COVID-19, when mismanaged by Fauci, was his ticket to a most exhilarating extended orgasm. The little people did not matter. The law of the bureaucrat causes corruption of people who might start out as worthy into mavens of destruction, unaccountable to anyone, because they are the smartest people in the room. Any failures in their arena are never theirs, but fall on you because you did not perfectly follow their prescriptions. Flip-flops on their part are simply your misunderstanding of what they commanded in the beginning. Fauci is the quintessential bureaucrat. He plays a doctor on TV because that suits his objectives. When will a state attorney general grow the brass ones required to charge him with complicity in all of these deaths? What a great column by Ted Noel. It's, again, if you want to get a copy of it, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Howie's homework. We have the link right there. 844-500-4242. 207 says, hoping you can give your take on the death of Christopher Sein and his ties to the 2016 tarmac meeting between Clinton and Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, right before they broomed the case on his wife, Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, I know some people are saying Arkansas, he was murdered, et cetera. I don't buy that. I think probably obviously he was depressed if he killed himself and left three little kids behind and a wife. But I think the bigger problem for Christopher Sein was his realization that he was not going to be rewarded for being a real reporter. That, in fact, by coming up with this huge scoop, which should have won a Pulitzer Prize, in a legitimate news media would have won him a Pulitzer Prize, or at least some kind of award, a Peabody, an Emmy, something like that. Because he's not a print guy, and that's for Pulitzers are for theoretically for print people. Instead of making his career, it broke his career because he went against the Democrat orthodoxy. He revealed a dirty little secret that the cream of the White House political media would never have reported. It's like Bill Clinton back in his first term, I think, as president in the mid 1990s. He went to Houston and he said the tax increase was the biggest mistake of his presidency, and everybody in the national media was there, and none of them reported it because it was too embarrassing to report that their hero Bill Clinton had made a mistake. It was left to a local reporter from Houston to report that, and then it got picked up by everybody. And this was the same kind of story. I don't know that they knew about the tarmac meeting. He just heard it from his sources because he was a regular guy, unlike most of the White House and National Press Corps. You know, they're just cheerleaders, Democrat coat holders. He was a former football player from the University of Alabama. He could relate to normal people, so he had normal sources. So I think he just realized, you know, he was never going anywhere. He was back home in Alabama, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with being in Birmingham, Alabama, but it's a smaller market than Phoenix, Arizona. His career was not on the right upward trajectory. So I think he just got depressed. I don't think he got killed. 844-500-4242. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. We're out of them right now, but we've ordered more, and I can't wait for them to arrive because they are good for my cognitive health. They're from the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews, which I've been taking for months now, which is great for my blood pressure and circulation and general energy. Memory and Focus is their newest product from Super Beats Heart Chews, and it promotes brain blood flow and supports your overall cognitive health.
The fact is that I don't remember.
Joe Biden could use some Memory and Focus chews, I'll tell you that. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Super Beats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory, alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. No pregnant pauses when you're answering questions about whether you called Putin the killer. Super Beats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways: by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like other Super Beats products, Super Beats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of science and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. It's also delicious. It's a blueberry flavor. It comes in foil, just like Super Beats Heart Chews. You can just put a couple in your pocket and take it a couple of times a day. It's perfect. It's good, especially as you age. You need to do something to support your brain blood flow. Do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus. Get your Super Beats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from more than 27 meals every week, including quick dinners and 10-minute lunches, perfect for switching things up. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should cocktails to go be permanently allowed in Massachusetts?
No.
59% say yes.
All right, it's going up. Okay, I understand. All I ask, if you don't want to outlaw them, at least get the laws off the book that say you can't have open containers in cars. It could be the two laws contradict one another and could be selectively enforced, as they say. 844-500-4242. We just talked about Fauci and how he mishandled this. And again, a great column by Ted Noel. And if you want to check it out yourself, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Howie's homework. We got a link for it. But 917 says, because of Fauci mishandling AIDS, Ronald Reagan is still getting kicked in the rear end for the way he handled AIDS, just like Trump will now be blamed. I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right. It's definitely, they never mentioned the way he mishandled AIDS all through the year when they were making him out to be this demigod, or maybe just a god, I guess, not a demigod, a god, he was science, Dr. Science. 844-5, not Mr. Wizard, Dr. Science. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Before I get to my point, the thing about Fauci, don't forget, is when AIDS came about, he was convinced it could be communicated through casual contact with everyone. That was the first thing he got wrong. The second thing he got wrong was he purposely withheld FDA approval of some very promising anti-AIDS viral medications that could have saved lives or prolonged lives. He can be blamed for that, those lives lost. And you can imagine how he, had not Trump pushed forward with Operation Warp Speed, he probably would have kept the vaccines from getting on as fast as possible. But anyway, I called because you were talking about how the Governor Parker has declared the emergency is over. I just want to pass something along. Last time my sister was admitted to an ER for psychiatric evaluation, it's an ongoing issue. I was talking to the people there, and I asked, could I come up and see her? And they told me, no, you're not going to be allowed into the emergency room because of the masking order. So unless that changed overnight, which I had no reason to believe it has, because these people were able to tell me because I was going to go today, once again, in a hospital setting, where my sister's been vaccinated, I've been vaccinated, I'm assuming everybody at this hospital has been vaccinated, you couldn't make any kind of accommodations for me to see my sister, who's in psychological duress, in a room where there are plenty of protocols. And this is the kind of nonsense that's really, I mean, you joke about it, and he is an idiot, but this is the kind of thing that's going on out there that he's so concerned about his liberal bona fides. But this is something that is just inexcusable for people that are trying to take care of the ones they love.
I know, and he says, well, I miss hugging my father. Well, you know what, Charlie, you could hug your father if you really wanted to. And you know, and I miss playing basketball, as if he's some kind of, master athlete. You're right. He's just so bad. People are saying, please don't play any more Charlie Parker cuts tonight. We'll play him. We have to play him, though. I mean, he's announced this big, his big lottery. You can win $1 million or a big-time scholarship. Not a small-time scholarship. This is a big-time scholarship that he's promoting. Thanks for the call, Chris. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. And I want to read you some stuff about it. You know, they're talking about this Green New Deal. Remember Solyndra? There's a new Solyndra out there. There's going to be 1 to 1,000 Solyndras out there. And one of them is called Lordstown Motors, I should say. It's in Ohio. It's going to be another Solyndra. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Boy, the Associated Press really is state-run media. I'm just looking at these stories about the upcoming meeting between Biden and Putin, or as he calls him, Clutin. A sense of relief over Dear Joe and post-Trump summit era. A sense of relief. Do you really think any of these other leaders felt a sense of relief in watching Joe Biden stumble around? And then there were two stories here. Here's another one. Buoyed by allied summits. It's written by the same idiots. Biden ready to take on Putin. Fresh from supportive summits with allies, Joe Biden declared himself ready today to take on Russia's Vladimir Putin in far more confrontational talks, a climactic finish for the most important week of meetings in his young presidency. When was the last time you saw the words Biden and young in the same sentence? Not very often. 844-500-4242. Let's see. Had a stress test yesterday. I had to wear a mask. That was yesterday. I don't know if you have to wear a mask today or not. I'm not sure about the hospitals, but even the techs that administer the test thought it was dumb. Somebody else wants to know, 774, Captain, I looked into this yesterday, and all I can find is that the governor, meaning Baker, his emergency orders only last 14 days without a vote from the legislature. Can you please help me understand how this is possible over a year and a half later? Yes, I can. The Supreme Judicial Court, which he's given multiple pay raises to, and he's appointed about half of them, and they're all very woke, and they've been very happy to stay at home and get a year off. The restaurant owners and businessmen sued the Commonwealth of Massachusetts based on just what you said, that he only has the power to issue executive orders for 14 days. He claimed he was operating under a Civil Defense Act from 1950. Which was passed at the height of the Cold War. And it talks about things like invasions, meaning a Russian invasion, a Soviet invasion, the Red Army storming ashore on Cape Cod or on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. But he said that the virus was like an invasion. So he was covered under the Civil Defense Act from 1950. And the hacks and the stooges on the Supreme Judicial Court backed them up, as outrageous as it was, the decision. And I remember we played the cuts when the hearing took place, and they're going, this fat woman was there. She was one of the justices. Well, can't we all agree that the governor has done a wonderful job on COVID? Again, third highest death rate in the country. At the time, we had the highest nursing home death rate in the country before he juggled the numbers. We had the number one or number two unemployment rate. He did a hell of a job. But they okayed it. They okayed it. He's the guy signing their checks, so they okayed it. That's what it was all about. That's one reason I had the lawyer on from Florida yesterday to talk about the judicial ruling he got, because the guy was actually operating on by reading the law and not by reading his bank account, and the fact that he loved not having to come to work for months at a time, like the judges on the SJC, the Supreme Judicial Court. 844-500-4242. Julie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Julie.
Hey, Howie. I think that the fact that Dr. Fauci himself took hydroxychloroquine throughout this whole thing as a prophylactic and would never let anyone know that it could stop it, and it's been very successful. If you take it at the beginning of the illness, it stops it, and it works really well.
Right. Well, I mean, look at the state rep from Detroit. She was almost about ready to die, and she decided to take. She heard Trump on TV, and she decided to ask a doctor. She had to go to a couple of doctors. The next day, she was okay. Mark Levin, the radio talk show host and Fox News host, he admitted over the weekend he's been taking it as a prophylactic ever since this thing began. I mean, in the countries that have used hydroxychloroquine to control malaria for more than 60 years had very low rates of COVID-19 infections. And it's And you know, Neil Cavuto from Fox, he's got a lot to answer for saying that hydrochloroquine would kill you. I mean, he was just going along with the establishment view, and he's been proved totally wrong.
If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you. I cannot stress enough. This will kill you.
You were full of excrement, Neil. I cannot stress that enough. You were absolutely 100% wrong. Thanks for the call, Julie. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Yeah, hi. I'm so disgusted and appalled with Governor Baker's inducement and bribery to get people to take the vaccine. I mean, it's unethical, and I think it's fairly illegal. I mean, we have laws in the state and in the country where you can't induce people to do a medical treatment, like donate organs for money.
Right.
The Red Cross can't pay you to donate blood. I read a really good commentary, like analysis about that. And the reason for that, it's unethical, because it unduly influences people to do something that they wouldn't otherwise
right.
do.
And then I assume, Ann, that they're going to keep records of who does it. I mean, this is a good way to get the records of who's taking the vaccine and by process of elimination, who hasn't taken the vaccine. And again, what about equal protection under the law? So if I want to win $1 million, but I don't want to take the vaccine, I can't enter the lottery? How does that work? I mean, you're dealing with a crooked judicial system, obviously, as I just pointed out with the SJC, their cockamamie ruling that Charlie Parker could just shut down the state unilaterally for more than a year. On the pretext of doing it for 15 days. But still, I mean, it's wrong, isn't it? I think it is. 844-500-4242. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Calling about Governor Parker's vaccination lottery. I have a pre-existing heart condition. I've had 3 heart attacks. I have 5 stents in one of my arteries. I went and got my first vaccination, and it inflamed my heart. I ended up in the hospital for 2 days. So I was reluctant to get my second vaccination. I didn't want to go back to the hospital. I fear for my life, et cetera, et cetera. But now Charlie Parker has said I'm ineligible to join the lottery because I have a bad heart. My insurance company can't drop me. My company can't fire me because of bad heart. But Charlie Parker says I'm ineligible.
You know what? That's Chuck, I hadn't even thought about that. This falls under the category of a pre-existing condition, doesn't it? You have a pre-existing condition, and they're saying you can't take part in the lottery.
For fear of my life.
Oh, boy. And you know, who are you going to call, Chuck? You know, I hate to sound like the Ghostbusters song, but you know, who is going to step to your defense? Your reps and your senators in the state house, they went along with this nonsense for more than a year. They're not going to help you out.
Hopefully you, Captain, you're my man. So take it and run with it.
I wish, Chuck. If I could help you out, I would help you out. Like I said, you know, this, we should probably post that story about that poor young co-ed, young female student at Northwestern. I mean, she had they didn't even know she had a heart condition, but she took the second shot and she died. And it's very sad. She seemed like a very smart student. She was majoring in journalism and political science, pre-law. You know, all the stuff I was majoring in except for pre-law. And, you know, when her mother said, I'm sorry my daughter had to die for the greater good, meaning everybody has to get a vaccine. And what a terrible thing to have to think and express. 844-500-4242. If I were you, Chuck, I wouldn't get the vaccine either. And he's just, you know, this was such a life and death situation, and now he's just like making light of it, like it's a big, like you're going to a carnival and they're giving you a free soft ice cream or cotton candy or something. It's, I just can't stand the guy. Thanks for the call, Chuck. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, nice. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that there should be an ordinance like for people to fly the American flag at half-mast while Biden's in office because he's doing such a terrible job.
I don't know. It's he is a disaster, but, you know, we have to just live through it, I guess. I mean, I don't know what you can do. I mean, I heard some caller today on another show saying, why can't, you know, you can't impeach him. I guess you could impeach him, but you don't have the votes. But why can't you just remove him if it turns out there was voter fraud and it's shifted the election returns? That's just not the way it works, unfortunately. That's the reality of it, Bob. 844-500-4242. Just got to stagger through to the midterms and hope we can take over the House and the Senate and or at least the House and stop all of this nonsense in its tracks. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
One of the things that I noticed that was weird, because I started following up on the COVID stuff early in 2020, and a lot of the state medical boards were involved in banning hydroxychloroquine. It had to have been some kind of an orchestrated effort, because basically the United States and the UK and the European Union banned it. And then, but I really think a lot of Biden winning had to do with bailout money for the lockdown states.
I think so. I think it was just the lockdown and downs in general. I mean, so many people, millions of people lost their jobs. The economy was knocked on its rear end. It was the best economy of our lifetimes. And it was destroyed almost overnight. And for what? For what? You know, they said something, you know, I read a headline today, the grim milestone. They at least used the words grim milestone of 600,000 dead was passed. And that's how many people die of cancer in a year. Well, this has been like about a year and a half for starters. And does anyone really believe the figures? I mean, they just keep massaging the numbers the way they want them to. Like Massachusetts, as I mentioned over and over again, one day they had 9,000 plus deaths in nursing homes. The next day it was 5,500. And in New York, they added all the nursing home deaths because they were screwing around with the numbers. There was a county in California that removed 25% of their deaths. I don't believe any of these numbers, you know, whether they go up or down. And the people dying on motorcycle crashes, COVID, drinking themselves to death, COVID, deaths by gunshot wound listed as COVID. I mean, that's happening all over the country. It's happening in Florida. We just tweeted out the story about the Northwestern freshman who died after getting her second shot. A very sad story, but you should read it. You should know as much as you can before you make the decision, if you haven't made the decision already. 844-500-4242. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you've realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back. 413 says, what about the government increasing grant money to hospitals according to their COVID death counts? How many people that died of the flu didn't die of the flu? You know, I still read stories saying, well, it's unfortunate we're giving up masks because the flu will come back. And only one child died of the flu in the United States this winter. There's 330 million people in the country and one child died of the flu when last year thousands died. Are you kidding me? You really believe those numbers? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 774. You wouldn't know Charlie Parker changed a thing if you went into a Massachusetts courthouse. All the court and DA staff working every other week, barely any judges in the building, everyone masked up, taking temps at the entrance, coffee shops still closed. Meanwhile, outside, it's life as normal. Why do you think the SJC goes along with everything? They love it. They're making the SJC is making like $190,000 a year for not doing anything. Maybe having a Zoom meeting, quote unquote, every couple of weeks. Nobody's doing anything. I've told you about a case we're sitting on involving a major politician, and the judge won't take the case, just won't even sign off on the case. We have copies of the case. We've had it for 2 months, and the judges won't come in to do anything with it. It's unbelievable. They love Charlie Parker because of this. It's a permanent vacation for these people, as if their judgeships weren't already permanent vacations. Before the pandemic, they worked 35 weeks a year max. Now they're working 0 weeks a year. Tripp, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tripp.
Hey, Howie, calling from Southwest Florida. Regarding going back to Biden's international trip,
yes,
and the media coverage of that, how crazy do they think we all are? You got a mixed group of journalists, so he's getting full coverage, and we're seeing how he's embarrassing us, and they're making it sound like he's the second coming, and he finally
right.
got rid of that bad Trump.
I know. I read you the stories from the Associated Press. I mean, that's the main source of foreign news for most newspapers in the country, Tripp. And they're just reporting this nonsense. If you watch or listen to any of these sound cuts, he doesn't know what century he's in, let alone what country he's in. He's an embarrassment. And it's going to be. And why can't he have a joint press conference with Putin tomorrow? What is Pat Buchanan asked today in his column? What the hell is he afraid of? We know what he's afraid of. Thanks for the call, Tripp. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I got 2 points real quick. One is, I think I can rest a lot of minds out there because I believe I haven't figured it out yet, but Charlie Parker is going to make sure that only the beautiful people are going to win this lottery. I don't know how, but he'll figure it out. He's a smart guy. My other thing is, you know, if the FDA approves a medication, you see the commercials all the time and they have all
right.
the side effects to them.
Right.
How come it is that when you, that if you've got a vaccine approved by emergency measures through fraud, that you don't have to have any side effects listed with it? The side effects
you're right.
horrendous.
You're right. If it's a paid ad, they have to list all the side effects, whether it's loose stool or whatever. But with these things, these are public service announcements to take the vaccine. I'm Howie Carr.